The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
For all the super wine geeks out there, we have a special new series dedicated to you. We are reading excerpts from our new edition of Italian Wine Unplugged 2.0. Wine lovers, tune in for your weekly fix only on Italian Wine Podcast. If you want to own a copy of this new must-read Italian wine textbook, just go to amazon.com or visit us at mamajumboshrimp.com.
Rossese. Description: found in the Dolce Acqua area of Western Liguria and is genetically the same of Tiburon from France. The most highly cultivated and highest quality variety is from the Rossese di Dolce Acqua DOC area, genetically distinct from other varieties with the Rossese name, including Rossese Bianco di Arcola and Rossese di Campo di Chiesa of the Savona area. Its origins are unclear, but references to it exist back in the 18th century. In the vineyard, difficult to grow and requires sites away from the sea in mountainous vineyards with well-drained soils. Calcareous clay soils make the best examples. The steep slopes of the vineyards make hand-tending the vines a necessity, leading to a relatively small number of producers and total production. Very sensitive to location, including vineyard altitude, with higher altitudes giving fresher fruit expression. In the vineyard, pale ruby appearance, aromas and flavors of fresh strawberry, rose, black pepper, and red currant with balsamic notes. Medium plus acidity, low to medium body, low tannin. Aging in stainless steel or barrels to allow the fresh fruit character to remain prominent. Dry red wine, fresh, bright, and easy to drink. Specific styles: dry still wine that can be made as a monovarietal. At the table, complementary with risotto, stuffed pasta, appetizers, grilled vegetables, rabbit, game birds, veal, and fish. Associated regions and DOPs: Liguria, Rossese di Dolce Acqua DOC, Rossese di Riviera Ligure di Ponente DOC. Benchmark producers: Terre Bianche, Anfosso, Camancine. Rouquet. Description: one of the few aromatic red grape varieties, Rouquet grows primarily in the Monferrato area of Piedmont. Previously thought that the vine was imported from France, but DNA evidence suggests it is a cross between Crotina and Malvasia Aromatica di Parma. It may have been grown around the village of Castagnole Monferrato as far back as the Middle Ages. There is no clear origin of the name, and it could be a reference to Roncette, a disease that resists better than other Piedmontese varieties, or the known defunct Saint Roch Benedictine Monastery. The grape was nearing extinction, but was revitalized by Don Giacomo Cauda, who inspired a winemaking movement that led to the creation of the Castagnole DOC. It has seen significant growth in plantings and production since 2010. In the vineyard, early ripening with low acidity and firm tannins. An important winemaking consideration is how to balance the low acidity, with higher acidity and less ripened tannin with more fully ripened grapes. The best soil is dry and calcareous, which provides more perfumed and aromatic wines. Clay soils provide more structure and deeper color, and wines require more time for refinement. In the glass, medium ruby color, intense rose petal, and geranium aromas with notes of red berries, black pepper, cardamom, and mint. Low acidity, medium body, powdery tannin. May be aged in large barrels, allowing for refinement. Younger examples show more aromatics, and after a few years, will have reduced aromatics and more complexity. Specific styles. Traditionally a sweet style, but Don Cauda developed the dry style that is more prominent today. Castagnole Monferrato DOCG requires 90% minimum Rucche grapes with up to 10% Barbera or Brachetto. At the table, good with aged cheeses, pasta and ravioli, and game-based dishes. Associated regions and DOPs. Rucche di Castagnole Monferrato DOCG. Benchmark producers. Luca Ferraris, Bersano, Montalbera, Fabrizia Caldera. Sagrantino. Description. Found in the Montefalco region of Umbria. With thick skins and high polyphenol concentration, it is the most tannic grape in Italy. Plantings have increased significantly, and it's grown in popularity. As there are no known genetic linkages to other Italian grapes, it isn't clear whether it is native or traditional grape. The name may be a reference to Sagra, feast, or Sacristia, communion wine. It has been referenced since the 16th century, although it may have been known to the Romans. Historically, Sagrantino was made in Passito-style sweet wines, but was vinified as a dry wine commercially in the 1970s. There are three primary clones of Sagrantino, and blends of the three clones make the best wines. In the vineyard, because of the thick skin and high tannins, balancing tannin where ripeness is an important consideration due to the relatively small amount of grape juice in proportion to skins. Calcareous clay soils are preferred for adequate phenolic ripening, and warm continental summers provide higher sugar content to create structural balance. Adequate time is also needed for phenolic ripening in order to provide a smoother mouthfeel from the tannins. Soil minerality is also important, as Sagrantino requires magnesium and can suffer from excess potassium. In the cellar, the stemming and soft pressing, in some cases only using free-run juice, can help the balancing tannins, and wood aging is often used, and required in the Montefalco Sagrantino DOCG, to bring roundness and further tannic developments. The Montefalco Sagrantino DOCG zone includes the areas around Montefalco, Bevagna, Castel Ritaldi, Giano dell'Umbria, and Gualdo Cattaneo. In general, Montefalco wines can be more structured, Castel Ritaldi and Gualdo Cattaneo more approachable, Giano dell'Umbria more powerful, and Bevagna more floral. And the glass. Deep ruby color with notes of blackberry, black cherry, violet, olive, licorice. Dry medium plus acidity, high tannin with velvet texture. Aged examples take on leathery and earthy notes. Oak aging can be in large used barrels or new barriques. Specific styles. Historically made as a sweet Passito style, although now produced as a dry red wine. The Montefalco Sagrantino DOCG allows for both Secco, dry, and Passito styles made from 100% Sagrantino. At the table, the high tannins match well with fatty dishes, including sausages, roasted meat, and cheeses. Sagrantino is also an excellent standalone meditation wine. Associated regions and DOPs. Umbria, Montefalco Sagrantino DOCG, Montefalco Rosso DOC. Benchmark producers, Arnaldo Caprai, Tabarrini, Lungarotti, Pardi.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.